Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Vocalist Podcast. Duke Dance and David Kazare with you today.
On the road!
On the road. We are in New England. Yes. As we are speaking, driving down, I-95 right now?
I-95 south towards Boston.
Just left Portland, Maine. Saw the lighthouse in Portland.
Yeah, that was kind of cool.
It was pretty cool. So we are in New England right now because we are out visiting contestants. And just a few days ago, got to see the Gomez family, Jacob Gomez. Yeah, very cool family. We'll tell you more about it. But we were seeing another contestant earlier on, and that was Dusty. And Dusty was like, you guys didn't record a podcast last week. And she kind of gave us a hard time about it because she loves the podcast. Absolutely just, oh, man, Dave, she loves the podcast.
Well, she is, you know, our number one fan. Yeah. I know it's, you know, we have a lot of fans. Yeah, so I know that was a difficult choice for her to have to be the number one, but she is. So you and I both were like shocked that she listened. Yeah, we're like, people listen to this crap?
We got one. We got one. So, Dusty, this podcast is for you.
Yes.
Because we weren't planning on recording one this week because we're out of town.
Yeah.
But we thought, you know what? We're driving down the road again. And we're gonna talk and record while we're doing it. And with us is Mr. Byron Sage Jacobson, and Sage has been kind of our right-hand man for a long time, hasn't he?
He really has. In fact, I kind of want a moment of silence for Sage, because he's had to deal with us for the past 4 or 5 days, poor guy. I don't even know how he's still sane. And maybe he's not. Maybe he went like us. I don't know.
So we'll do a moment of silence, but you'll still hear the rumble of the tires in the background because we're driving on 95, so Sage, that was for you.
That was for you, buddy.
That was for you, Sage. We're going to talk to Sage in a minute because he's got all kinds of backstory insights on the Vocalist.
Oh, yes. The good, the bad, the ugly. Sage Jacobson, assistant producer of the Vocalist with us here today.
All right. So here's what's going to happen on the podcast. We will tell you about the three contestants we've already met. Coming days and weeks, we'll be meeting all the rest of the contestants. We'll tell you about them. Dave, we started out with Leo in Utah.
Yes.
And really cool cat Leo is, I tell you what.
Yeah, so we roll up to his apartment, you know, and when we do these filming sessions, you know, we send them some questions beforehand, the contestants, and they have a chance to kind of think a little bit about, you know, what we're going to ask them. But then also, we kind of just, based on their answers, you're the interview guy, you kind of just follow along in the conversation, see where it leads you. And it's one of my favorite things to watch with these contestants, because you get to see where they take you and what kind of things they want to highlight to let people know who they are. And Leo has got a very cool background. Beautiful voice to start off with. Oh my gosh. You can see why the guy made it in. And we'll have this whole feature episode coming out soon with him in it. Be able to hear his voice. Phenomenal guy, though. But that voice is just outstanding.
It really is. In fact, Leo sang and the other contestants we met sang for us. We posted those on our social media.
Yep.
So if you're not following the Vocalist, why not? Get it done. You can hear Leo and the others sing. But cool thing about Leo is he is a spin instructor.
Yes.
And neither you nor I do a lot of spinning. No. We should, but we don't. So Leo, when it's all said and done, we may be needing your other services.
I need a spin class. This is very true. I need a lot more than that, but we'll start with a spin class. But yeah, no, we started talking to Leo a little bit and talked to us about, first of all, found out we're the same age, right? So that's kind of cool.
Old.
35 years old. Class of 05 represent. Thank you very much.
Yep.
But that was a fun chat with him, but he's got some good experience as far as singing. He has tried out for everything, Duke. He's tried out for American Idol, for The Voice, all these different reality TV shows that involve singing. He's tried out for them. Not any luck until The Vocalist, and now he's a part of it.
Stoked to have Leo. And again, as Dave said, in the coming weeks and days, we'll be putting out more on Leo and the other contestants we've interviewed. So after Leo, we drove up I-15 in Utah and went and met Dusty.
Dusty Bagley. I'll tell you what, this girl is one of the sweetest things to walk this earth. She, like, the second you meet her, you're like, this is a really cool person.
Yeah.
You know, in fact, when we were done, all three of us, you know, Sage Jacobson included, we walked out of that interview and we're just like, man, that is just one cool person.
We felt better. Like, we were happier when we left than when we got there.
Yes.
And I felt pretty happy.
Yes. And if there's ever a person who honestly could, what's the word I'm looking for? Boast, right? Be prideful.
Yeah.
Who could just be like, look, I'm, cocky. That would be her. She could be that way, but she's not. She's got such a great voice, but she's the sweetest thing, Duke. And really, like, oh, you know, I don't know how I got into this thing. I was shocked. It's like, yeah, right. You know exactly. She has such a great voice, and she's a fan of one of the best podcasts in the world.
Yeah.
So, you know, what can I say?
Dusty, this one's for you. I loved she was wearing a Dodgers shirt.
Yeah.
And the LA Dodgers baseball. And she's like, I don't even like the Dodgers. I just love the shirt. And so I was like, I like that. But just great outlook on life. And the thing about Leo and Dusty and all the contestants is everyone's got a background, right?
Yeah.
Everyone's got some things that they've gone through. And I'm looking forward to being able to share some of the background of these contestants. Because so far, all three that we've met have had some pretty cool stuff and some pretty hard stuff.
Yeah.
And makes them really relatable. So watch for that. And then we drove back down into Salt Lake City, hit the airport, and took a flight all the way to Boston.
Yes.
Which is probably a little further away from Jacob Gomez than, but we wanted to make a trip out of it, so we went and met the Gomez family. How cool was that? To go to the state of New York, Western New York, and meet the Gomez family.
Well, I'll tell you, history was made, Duke, for the vocalist, because first time that we've had a contestant this far away from the Rocky Mountain region. And Jacob, man, it was so fun to meet him and his family. His whole family was hanging out there. That's one of my favorite things, is to meet the whole family,
yeah,
too, if they're there.
Yeah.
And the Gomez family, they are number one in my book. Just a fun atmosphere in there. The dad, mom were so nice. His brother and sister were there as well. Just what a cool family, as we talked there in Amsterdam, New York.
I like Amsterdam.
Yeah.
It was a fun little town. We actually walked around, took some pictures. Sage got his drone out, started flying to places he probably shouldn't have.
Yep.
But it all worked out. Man, we're stoked to have Jake. For the reason you said, because he is the first out of Rocky Mountain contestant we have. But he's also really good.
Yeah.
He's a really good singer. And he hasn't been singing for that long. That's the crazy part. It's just all kind of natural, untrained talent right now.
Well, it was kind of funny because, you know, we asked all the contestants just to, you know, hey, would you mind giving us a little taste of your voice, you know? And we record it. We throw it on social media. And so you probably saw this if you're following our social media pages. But we're like, hey, Jake, you know, bust out a song. And he's like, okay, you know. And anyway, he does it. And he said he was super nervous. But, Duke, he started singing. And I was like, are you kidding me right now?
So
like, this dude, he can sing so good, man. But he was, at the end of it, he's like, I'm sorry. I'm like, what are you sorry for, man?
I know, don't stop.
Jeez.
Keep going.
Yeah,
it really was cool. Yeah. Really was cool. Great family. Looking forward to having the Gomez family and Jacob. So those are the three contestants we met so far.
Yeah.
We'll meet the other ones and return and report on those as well, the other contestants. We made the trip while we're out in New York. We made the trip. So we went toured around Vermont, New Hampshire, Maine a little bit. Just saw the lighthouse in Portland.
Mm-hmm.
And now on our way back to Boston. And Sage Jacobson's been with us the whole time and has had to put up with Duke and Dave through all of this. So Sage in the back seat of our rental car. You having a good time, Sage? You having a good time?
Oh, yeah. It's always a blast with these two.
See, we got him trained. See that? We got him trained to say the right thing.
Good boy. Good boy. What people don't see right now is the bill that is going to his hand as I'm slipping him the money to keep up the good front. But no, it's great having Sage along. I got to give a plug in. This guy, so I recruited him as a high school student to help us with our video broadcasting, our sports broadcasting with SVI Media. And this guy, I thank the Lord every single day because this guy is a part of my life, but also a part of SVI's life. He has helped us so much in so many ways. So in all seriousness, I'm a big fan of Sage Jacobson. So the fact that he's here with us is a big deal for me.
Is it raining or does it just get emotional in here?
It is a little bit of both.
A little emotional. Very well said. I'm with you. I'm with you 100%. Sage, all right, let's talk about the vocalist, man. When you look back over the years of the vocalist, because you've been with it kind of from the beginning and helped us build it up, really, what's maybe one of your favorite good memories? Because I know there's a lot of not good ones. What's one of your favorite good ones, man?
Oh, probably, I don't know if you can call this a good one, but just when we had the first show, we had a crane we were using, and we didn't have a screen to look at it. So you have to kind of look at this little, probably 2-inch screen up on the camera that's about 10 feet away from you, no controls. And looking at time, it probably wasn't a good memory, but just looking back, it was just kind of how far we've grown, I guess, is this huge.
There has been a lot of that. And, you know, Sage, I was kind of laughing because, as you mentioned, the first year that we did this, I started having you help with some of the back end as far as video production, you know, some of those pre-recorded elements. And you and I have a little bit of a tradition where usually the week of the event is so busy and we're finally getting everything all together that we have a couple of all-nighters. And to do that, we set up camp there at the SVI studios, and we basically just pound things out, getting ready for the event. Tell me about those nights. What's that like for you? And do you ever have a moment where you're like, what did I get myself into?
just one moment? How many? How many are there?
It's pretty much all night, every night. Yeah, it's usually pretty fun. Go hit up Maverick across the street a few times, get a bunch of caffeine and junk food, and not look forward to the next day where we got to be out in the heat all day.
Sage Jacobson. Your real name is actually Byron. So we didn't find this out until, like, what, a year ago?
Yeah, I know,
a year or two
right?
ago.
Yeah, like,
and Sage updated his contact information and it said Byron Jacobson.
We thought it was a joke.
Who's Byron?
I was like, who's guy?
Byron? But yeah, for people out there in vocalist land, when you come out to the vocalist or when we come out to your house, whatever it may be, look for Sage Jacobson. He's behind the scenes, but we don't do it without Byron.
Yeah.
It doesn't get done without Byron. So, Sage, maybe tell us what are you looking forward to most with the vocalist this season? What are you looking to forward most?
Oh, probably for the most. I'm really hoping that we get a bunch of good song picks this year, because I still love listening to each song, even though behind the scenes it's kind of stressful. It's kind of fun to sit there and listen and try to capture you guys' best moments with the live video editing that we do to try to get people a recap on who they want to vote for. And so I like listening to all the music everybody brings to the show.
It is a lot of pressure, though, because when we do the show, we broadcast it, we always have a recap of each round before we go to voting. And that's on Sage.
That's Sage, yep.
And you do such a good job with it, Sage. You do such a good job.
Yeah, you really do. Well, and I was thinking, too, all the stuff that you see in the background when the singer's performing, a lot of those are produced by Sage. And so, Sage, I was going to ask you, you know, as you're putting those together and you're listening to these songs, you mentioned the song choices, right? That's a big thing, because it's what makes the show, right? I mean, you can have an excellent singer, but if the show has some pretty poor songs, it's not quite as fun to be there with. But for you, as you're putting those background videos together, what kind of things do you look for in the lyrics or in the song that, as you're putting that together? What's that process like, I guess, what I'm asking?
Oh, it's usually about 1 a.m, so a lot of caffeinated decisions going on there. But you should try to listen to the song a few times, really focus on the lyrics, and a lot of times we'll get kind of input on what the singer is kind of wanting in their background, and I'll kind of go between those two things and try and find a background that kind of fits what would look best with that each song.
Very cool. Mr. Byron Sage Jacobson. Couldn't do the vocalist without him. Sage, thanks for being on the podcast. Not that you had a choice, because you're 70 miles out of Boston in the car with Duke and Dave, so...
You're stuck here. Sorry.
Yeah, so, yeah, you got one more day before freedom, Sage. One more day. All right. David, we have a big weekend coming up, so we're going to land in Utah tomorrow, tonight, I don't even know, somewhere in between.
Something.
And bust it up. You go meet a couple more contestants in Idaho, the sisters in Idaho Falls,
uh-huh.
Right?
Yep.
And then we have a big weekend. The wild card is this Saturday, so the big music festival is coming right up.
Yeah, this we've talked about it for the last few weeks, but it's finally here this weekend. It's going to be a lot of fun because we've got those three wild card contestants. They're all going to be battling it out over the microphone for the public's vote. One of them, though, only one, is going to be able to make it into the show. And I wonder how they're feeling right now.
Oh, right?
I mean,
right?
I haven't talked to them too much. You've had a little more contact with them than I have, Duke. But I think that right now, for them, this is the deal, right? That's what they got to focus on. And I'm sure that the pressure's beginning to mount for them a little bit.
Yeah, well, and like you said, song choice. Right now is about the time where you're like, well, it's too late to change my song. Hope I picked the right one. So you got a lot of those nerves.
Yep.
And then just the nerves of the competition and the singing. So, it's one of those deals where you get one shot. There's not two rounds. There's one shot. You get one song, And the previous winners of the vocalists that are there for the concert, they're going to be voting on their favorite, and the audience will text in to vote, both the audience that's there at the concert and watching the video broadcast. And so you get that one song, one shot. That will begin at roughly 9 o'clock Saturday night with the wild card. So make sure you're either there or you're watching the broadcast on SVI. You can find it at thevocalistusa.com. Right before that, around 8 o'clock, is when we have our annual kind of winners concert. And this is really cool because it gives those that have won the vocalist already another chance to get up on stage and perform and sing without the pressures of it being a competition again.
Yeah, that's one of the things we love about the vocalist, Duke, as you and I have talked about this, is once you win the vocalist, we love for those guys to still come back and continue their performing career and listen to them because they've got such great voices. So it's always a treat. I'm looking forward to that concert because we won't be able to have everybody, all the vocalist winners there, but a majority of them will be. And I've looked at that lineup as far as the songs they're going to be singing and what that's going to be like. That in itself, oh my gosh, it's going to be great.
So we'll have Melissa this year, EJ will be there this year, Josh will be there this year, and Eric will be there this year. There's the lineup for that. And then before that, Dave, it's all free music with the whole music festival. So at 2 o'clock, we've got Beyond Measure coming in. They're the a cappella group. At 3 o'clock, we've got Keishiana Peterson. She is fantastic. Oh, was the runner-up last year. At 4 o'clock, we've got that Kids Karaoke Contest, which signups are open right now at thevocalistusa.com. First come, first serve. At 5:30-ish, we go with a full classic rock cover band, and they're good and funny. They put on the Fat Old Professors out of Ephraim, Utah. Yep. They put on just like the best lighthearted, like fun show you'll ever see.
Yeah.
And then after that, we have a really good country musician coming up, Nate Burnham. He does some great originals, but he also does a lot of really good cover songs. He's kind of that 90s country vibe, so a lot of people really like that. And it's all free. It's all free. So 2 o'clock this Saturday, get the full lineup at thevocalistusa.com. The town of Thane will have a cornhole tournament going on. We'll have bouncy houses, slippy slides, thingies for the kids to go get wet in. There'll be food vendors and other vendors, all kinds of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Well, come check it out.
Duke, you going to go down the slippy slidey thing?
I might. If Sage goes first.
All right.
Sage, will you go down the slippy slidey thing, Sage?
Oh, it's going to take some money, I think, dude.
Well, all right, I'll put $5 down. I'll do it.
You'll put in $5?
I'll put $5 for Sage.
Wow.
Sage, you got $5 coming your way. All right?
Man. By the way, so this trip in New England has been a lot of fun. I lived here for a couple years, and so I kind of know some of the traditions, some of the food cultures. Introduced these two gentlemen to the maple creamy.
Oh my gosh.
Which is it's like soft serve ice cream, but the maple, like the Vermont maple flavor, right?
So good. So good.
In Maine, we introduced you guys today to the whoopie pie.
Yep. It sounds like you're being naughty, but it's really good. It's really good.
Well, yeah. Sage, what did you think of the whoopie pie?
It was good. I kind of wished I got the maple whoopie pie, but the chocolate one was good.
And then the accent, right? The New England Boston accent.
Oh, man, it's so awesome. Like, I thought, when Duke would tell me stories about, living here and he'd try to do his accent, I was like, okay, yeah, I bet it's really not like that. You know what I mean? Like, I think he's exaggerating a bit, right? No, I would get here, it's straight up like he does the whole,
Park the cars in the dooryard. We're going to Fenway Park.
Where the bathroom at? It's cool, though. I don't mean to make fun of it. I think it's pretty awesome.
It is awesome.
I'm actually jealous. I wish I could. I can't do a good accent of it. But it's been fun. It's been cool.
It's been a blast. So, Jacob, thanks for being such a great singer so we could turn this into a good trip.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, guys. I think that's about it. Sage, any final parting words, any nuggets of wisdom for us?
Everybody needs to come out here and get a maple creamy. That's all I got to offer.
Sage, like every day, Sage is like, where's the next maple creamy stop? Where's the next one?
Well, it's funny because Duke's been the tour guide for us, because he lived here. But his memory isn't 100%. It's
been 15 years, all right?
So he's like, hey, take a ride on this street. This is where I used to live, right up here. And so we're doing circles and, Sage is back there getting car sick because we're going these loopy-loos. But it's been a good thing, dude. It's been a good time.
Yeah. It's been a good time. All right, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. We'll catch you Saturday in Thane at the park, the community center.
Woo!
For the Vocalist Music Festival. Begins at 2 o'clock. Get all the details at thevocalistusa.com.